I'm with Greg Mansfield, the chief racing writer of the Examiner newspaper. And Greg, well, tonight you were honoured for your service to harness racing, receiving the Joseph Coulter Media Award, a meritorious service to the industry from Harness Racing Australia. You must be pretty thrilled with that.
Yeah, very happy with it, Pete. As said at the presentation, it's nice for someone in Tasmania to get recognised. We often get left off the radar when they hand out these sort of things, so... I've been involved in the industry for 33 years, a little bit more, and it's just nice to get some recognition.
Well, over the years, you've seen plenty of good horses, a lot of trainers, and a lot of things happen in harness racing. You've seen a lot of changes. Anything come to mind that probably stands out?
I think the Sky Channel revolution is the biggest thing that's happened as far as a positive is concerned. We had to go to Sunday night to capitalise on it, but I think that's probably the biggest individual change. Seen a lot of very good horses. Unfortunately, we're not as dominant on the national scene now as we used to be, but back in our heyday, we had the likes of Sinbad Bay, Thorate, Almeida Boy, Jane Ellen, Coralda Gift, lots of horses that were very competitive at Group 1 level, and it was an exciting time to be covering Tasmanian racing in those days.
All right, of course, you just missed Hal Wears.
I'm not that old.
I thought you might have been. But when you talked about horses like Sinbad Bay, and when you were a young journalist cutting your teeth on harness racing, those horses were about, it must have been exciting at the time.
It was. It was a great time to be involved in it all, and you got to meet a lot of very interesting people. The late Vin Knight, of course, who had a huge amount of success with Tasmanian horses. He was a very helpful man to talk to. All the trainers actually that came from the mainland with those good horses, they were very media savvy, and they went out of their way to do the best to help us do our job.
All right, well, over the years you've seen some changes, certainly in the print media, which is what you've been involved with for a long time. You've been covering racing for 35 years in the state, full time, and the majority of those has been as chief racing writer with the Examiner. It's a changing landscape, media, these days.
It is. I read a story in the Melbourne Herald Sun only on Friday where the journalist writing had said that in America there's probably no mainstream newspaper that now employs a full-time racing journalist. The trend is, of course, these days for specialist publications and for people to get their information off the internet. So I just hope that the daily papers do continue to support racing, because I believe that people would like to get up of a morning and see the fields and the form and read a few stories.
Well, these days, both newspapers in Tasmania, the Daily Metropolitan, the Mercury and the Examiner, certainly are very heavily involved with their internet, and they're looking to broaden their horizons in that area in the electronic media.
There's potential there, obviously, and I still think it's good that both those newspapers still run their 8-page lift-out form guides of a Friday. Hopefully they will continue for many years to come. We run as many stories as we can get the space for, and as I said, hopefully people still continue to find them of interest.
All right, well, Greg, congratulations on getting the Joseph Coulter Media Award, a meritorious award for service to the industry, a deserving one, and let's hope there's plenty more years to come.
Thanks, Pete, and also thank you to yourself for all the help you've given me over quite a long number of years now.
Well, it's great working with you, buddy. Well done.
Thanks, Pete.